Hey, you want that to go?
So our first takeout, Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, joins us. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, John.
So I want to remind people, you're podcast power players. You've got South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune talking about the chances for bipartisan financial reform. And we were just talking about that with Dan Gross of Newsweek. But it's interesting to me how this immigration law in Arizona has suddenly transformed the legislative agenda. And while financial reform may be first up, immigration seems to be right next up. What's changed?
And that was a bit of a surprise. The new law in Arizona, John, is a big part of the reason why Democrats seem to have switched gears here in Washington and said, we want to move to comprehensive immigration reform next. Now, it's one of the reasons. And the reason for that is this presents a potential for a patchwork of, you know, 50 or more immigration laws around the country as each state starts to pass laws, cracking down on people crossing the border or checking for ID or whatever it may be. That presents a big problem for the country. And so you want a unified solution from Washington. But there are other reasons, too. There are a couple other
Who wants a unified regime from Washington? Everybody doesn't. I mean, there's
not everybody
the debate.
Does.
Yeah,
but that's the debate. But most of the Democrats do, and they're in control of the agenda. So Arizona presents sort of the policy imperative to reform immigration. But there's a lot of political imperative, and it's really, really important. I want you to listen to this cut, John. This is Luis Gutierrez, congressman from Chicago, Hispanic congressman. This is a cut from back in March. And the reason why we're playing it is because I was speaking to him right before the health care bill was about to pass. And Gutierrez didn't want to vote for the health care bill, but then he decided to, and listen to his reason why.
Maybe the first time I've actually had a conversation with the president alone was today at the rope line when we went for the swearing in, and he got to reaffirm that he was going to work hard on immigration reform.
But the fact that the president has allowed this time to go by and this Arizona law to kind of preempt things seems to me that maybe Luis Gutierrez has a few words that he might want to have with the White House now.
Well, that's possible, but now is better than waiting until after the election from the perspective of Gutierrez and a lot of Hispanic interest groups and certainly a lot of Hispanic voters. And Hispanic voters are the key here. And I'll go you one step further. Senator Harry Reid, who is fighting for his life to survive in Nevada. He's behind in every poll, behind every potential Republican challenger, and Harry Reid needs Hispanic voters. And he believes, and a lot of his Democratic advisors believe, that comprehensive immigration reform will bring Hispanic voters out to the polls in droves in November if they get it passed, and Democrats across the country need that. Harry Reid especially needs that. There's a lot of Hispanics voting in Las Vegas and Reno.
You know, it's interesting. This is a battle between the embattled political governor in Arizona and the embattled Senate Majority Leader in Washington from the state of Nevada.
And it shows the potential power and the potential peril of immigration reform, I think, at the polls. Democrats, and especially Harry Reid, believe I'll go as far to say I think for Harry Reid, he might believe this is his last best chance to stay in office. He is a lightning rod for people on the right, for conservatives. Like I said, he's behind in every poll, John. So if he gets Hispanics to come out for the polls for a big success on immigration, it could really help him.
And one second before we go, Olympia Snowe was the big Republican vote on health care reform. It's Lindsey Graham who's kind of the Olympia Snowe of this immigration debate.
Lindsey Graham has actually been working on writing comprehensive immigration reform with Senator Chuck Schumer. They have a template already. But here's the other thing I'll bring you up on real quick, John. Climate change. You mentioned it in your intro. Lindsey Graham is also the Republican linchpin on climate change. They were supposed to unveil a big climate change bill today, this morning, with John Kerry and Joe Lieberman. It's not happening. They yanked it because Lindsey Graham doesn't want to play ball on climate change now. He says do climate change first, not immigration. Harry Reid says we're doing immigration. And Lindsey Graham is taken his ball and gone home for the moment.
Well, is he feeling his power, or is there really a debate afoot? Is the policy changing? Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Be sure to check out Power Players, the Todd Zwillick podcast. Thanks, Todd.
And for our final takeout, we turn it over to you. So what's got you talking? More specifically, secret recipes. You remember talked on Friday about the 25th anniversary of that huge mistake. Remember when Coke messed up with their own recipe? So we asked you to tell us about your kitchen secrets.
My name is Larry Kenny, and I'm calling from Coconut Creek, Florida. I work for a bakery in Hollywood, Florida called Fratano's, and I have a secret recipe for jalapeno cherry pie. Nobody makes it but me.
Does anyone eat it but him?
Hey.
Okay.
I like
and
that.
Ben in Detroit posts to our site, quote, I want the recipe for In-N-Out Burger in California. I've been craving their burgers and fries for years since I moved back to Detroit. It was, in fact, the last thing I ate while in my fully packed car on my way out of Los Angeles. So maybe you can help him out. Lots of stories like this. A lot of fun with that.
A lot of people reacted to my mom, who, remember, she wouldn't give me the recipe for her Christmas sand tarts.
Yay, but Mrs. Huckabee.
Anne in Stillwater, Oklahoma, posted this to our site. I don't have secret recipes, but I do have a recipe for sand tarts from my grandmother or other ancestor, born 1879, died 1934. We found the recipe in our family papers. Maybe it is like John Hockenberry's grandmother's recipe. Well, it's my mom's recipe. It was her grandmother's recipe. Anyway, I checked that. It looks very easy. Maybe I'll try it out. Maybe I'll see if it comes close. But on secret recipes, there's an important lesson for all of you out there.
My name is Susan Davis from Providence, Rhode Island. My grandmother made the most amazing oatmeal cookies, but wouldn't give anybody the recipe. She said she wanted it to be special for her grandchildren and that we would find it after she had died. Well, P.S. Secret Keepers, we never found it. So do share it with someone who can pass it along when it's important to do it.
No problem with my mom. She's already shared it with my sister.
I have to tell you, I made my grandmother write down a bunch of recipes. You know what the problem is? She had no idea what the measurements were.
That's great. So it's still a secret.
Yeah.
All right. So tell us what you think at 8778MYTAKE or thetakeaway.org. All kinds of great stuff going on the website. And Celeste is out in Detroit later this week, and we're getting all kinds of suggestions for why we should love Detroit. Millions of reasons. Christine from Warren, Michigan says, I love the city's resilience. Whatever blow the city has dealt with, it picks itself up and keeps moving. Go Detroit.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.